Heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to April. We've been enjoying a beautiful string of warm, dry days, but we have some weather changes on the way as a cool front approaches. Mostly cloudy today, very warm with a high in the mid-80s. Continued dry this evening and tonight, overnight low 66. Tomorrow's high up to about 86 with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening ahead of a cold front. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then a big change, breezy, much cooler Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and probably down to 39 on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. A 15-year-old boy has been arrested for firing a stolen gun near two apartment complexes in Millbrook. The incident happened between two densely populated apartment complexes in the 800 block of Dietzville Highway. A 15-year-old male was arrested and charged with receiving stolen property. Kia is recalling more than 427,000 of its SUVs because they can roll away while in park. The vehicles involved are 2020 through 2024 Kia Telluride SUVs. Owners are asked to take their SUV to a Kia dealer to have updated electronic parking brake software installed. Letters will go out to owners beginning May 15th. The Alabama Crimson Tide basketball team advanced to its first ever Final Four appearance in school history Saturday night. The Tide battled back from a 13-point deficit to defeat Clemson 89-82. Alabama will face number one seed and defending national champion UConn Huskies Saturday, April 6th in Phoenix. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Afternoon. I'm Joey, that guy in that fishing shirt there who's going fishing later today.
I'm fishing.
That's Eddie Vader right there. And on the phone, as promised, we have, he's a candidate for Congress.
Yes, he is.
Dick Brubaker on the line. Of course, he's running for the brand new District 2. How are you today, sir?
Man, I am awesome. In Mobile, doing a little campaigning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, but I want to start with this. I have a problem, and it's not with you. It's just, you've maybe heard my show before. I'm in one of these moods where I'm like, constitutionally, morally, this government seems illegitimate, and when I look at what they tell me or what the corporate press tells me, I'm like, I just don't believe a word they say. And I'm not claiming I have the whole truth, but I'm just in one of these moods where I'm like, how can I even trust these folks? And you are...
Trust which folks?
The government and so many of their, say, cheerleaders in the corporate media.
Oh, well, you can't.
All right.
I mean, you know, to be honest with you, if you look at the, what this country needs more than what this country is dying for is truth. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I do agree.
I mean, there's nothing we need more than truth. I mean, that's what's wrong with negative campaigning. That's what's wrong with the corporate media. That's what's wrong with our whole political dialogue. It's founded mostly on whatever lies you can get people to believe. And people have caught on to it. And that's why you have, 20%, 22% of Alabamians showing up to vote on Super Tuesday.
Right. Yeah. So
people are discouraged.
Well, I guess I'm not alone then, but, and it seems like it's, we got to tell the truth in order to actually get back to what the Constitution says, because I look at this government today and how it operates, and it doesn't seem like a constitutional government to me whatsoever.
Well, we need to get back to two concepts, liberty and limited government, and the federal government is way out of their lane, and there's no excuse to have a U.S. Department of Education. There's no excuse for them to be weaponizing the FBI against our own citizens. And it's just time to push back.
Well, you're here. And when you're traveling the district, what do you think are the top issues folks are worried about right now?
The border and inflation. Everywhere I go, no exceptions. Everywhere I've been, when we ask people that question, get everybody to jot it down on the little piece of paper we leave at their desk. Sometimes some people think inflation is more important than the border, and some people put the border first, but those are always those two issues. And inflation is all being driven by Biden's fuel pump. You know, you can't cripple American energy and not expect fuel, food prices to go up.
Right.
And
right.
On the border, I mean, let's face it, every time you pick up the paper, someone who's not supposed to be here in the first place has killed one of our citizens. And people are tired of it.
Now, there are a lot of folks leaving the Congress right now. In fact, a lot of Republicans. I'm getting a little nervous with how narrow this majority is. And you saw this last Congress, starting with the whole Matt Gaetz rebellion against Kevin McCarthy at the beginning. Are you ready to go up there, and jump into this thing?
Well, you know, Congress is held in very low esteem by most of the voters. But I'm going to tell you, this is our country. Our kids are going to grow up in it. We can't abandon it. We can't give up on it. And I think I was approved when I was in the state legislature. that I know what the proper role of government is, and I'm going to go up there and take that message to Washington and see if we can do some good for Alabama families.
Now, I just want to get your take on some news that broke today, in particular okay. with the with Israel. Israel apparently bombed a top Iranian commander's in Damascus and killed the head of the Quds force there, the commander there. Do you think a wire war is coming, and what should the role of the United States be in all of this?
Well, first of all, the U.S. should quit trying to play both ends against the middle. I mean, every time Joe Biden, you know, Israel was attacked. They did not make this happen. The terrorists in Gaza did. And our president says, you know, yeah, we have to support Israel, but, you know, those Hezbollah guys, they're pretty good, too. I mean, we have to have a little moral clarity. And a wider war may be coming, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the United States' first action should be to commit U.S. ground forces.
Right.
You're aware that we've already sent members of the of one of our elite airborne battalions to Gaza.
Right.
And that, you know, that's a slippery slope, and we need to support Israel to whatever extent we have to, but I'm sure that there are already people demanding that we send in the Marines, and I'm not sure it's time for that.
Now, with the other war ongoing that is being supported by the United States and the West is, of course, there in Ukraine, where do you see that conflict right now, and should the Congress be sending more money over there to keep that fight going?
Well, if we can't get a, just to stretch out a war, I mean, let's put it this way. If we're going to be involved over there, our goal should be to let Ukraine either give them what they need to regain their territory so the war can be over, or we should just get out. Just to string this thing out and see how many people we can get killed is immoral. But I will say this, as far as USAID, if our NATO allies aren't willing to step up and do their share, it's time to, if this is just going to be a U.S. war, I think it might be time to look for the exit door.
And there is a common thread here, it seems, with this administration, where they are always playing the middle, and that's like the worst possible choice in these situations.
There are only two kinds of people in the middle of the road. Those fixing to turn left and those fixing to get run over. And that's what's happened to the United States. Nobody's got any respect for us anymore because Joe Biden has absolutely no moral clarity. I mean, look at him on this Israel and Gaza thing. I mean, it's just, it's almost unbelievable.
Yeah, and I think the respectable position is either back Israel or back at least one side, and I think Israel would be the smart play there. Or,
well, not just the smart play, it's the right play. They're the only democracy in the region. These people in Gaza, I mean, they went over there not for a military objective, just they went over there to see how many Jews they could kill in a day. And yes, ever since Israel started fighting back, all the lefties are horrified. Oh, those terrible Israelis, they're defending themselves. Well, how many rockets did these terrorists launch into Israel without the Israelis in bait? If that had been happening to the United States, we'd have invaded Gaza. You know, if Mexico had been launching rockets into Texas, we would have invaded Mexico 10 years ago.
Right.
But the Israelis had put up with it and put up with it and put up with it, and enough is enough.
Again, folks, we're talking to Dick Brubaker. He is a candidate for Congress here in the brand new District 2. You know, just coming off the Easter celebration yesterday, and I hope you had a great Easter.
I did.
And likewise, it's always great getting together with family, and I ate way too much steak, I'll put it that way. Really enjoyed that. But your reaction to this phrase you often hear in American politics these days, is the United States a Christian nation?
Yes, in the sense that the people who founded it did it on the supposition that the populace would have Christian values. And if you look at the values in the Constitution, all the talk about human worth, human equality, human dignity, those are biblical values. Now, does that mean they were all necessarily, you know, evangelical Christians? Probably not. But I'm going to tell you this. I think in politics, nothing is more disgusting than watching somebody use Jesus as a means to an end. Christianity is an end in itself. It's a way of life. It's not a political punchline. I mean, I'm in a race with a woman who, I mean, you've seen this direct mail piece she's got out now. Nothing but lies. But at the same time, she's running around every campaign appearance she makes talking about what a big Christian she is. But it doesn't stop her from lying about me. And it's just, it's not good for the church. It's not good for politics. Christianity is a way. It's not a technique to get you elected to a political office.
And well, amen to that. And there's a lot of that. I think Eddie and I are about to have a conversation about the folks who only show up on Easter Sunday here in a second. So there can sometimes be people, yeah, it's a, you're getting your ticket punched, so to speak. I think Dan Moore's
they're not being fair. They're showing up on Christmas Eve, too.
That's, I'm duly corrected. Duly corrected.
Well, you know, on Saturday evening, Holy Saturday, took me and my wife and all our grandkids, we went to 3 hour, you know, the great vigil, and it was just a great evening.
Well, that
great night at church.
Really is fantastic here. Now, you said the top issues are inflation and the border. How much do people get into though the Trump legal woes or just the general conversation around Trump these days?
Nobody seems to actually believe that Trump won't be on the ballot, and nobody. There's these very few people who are actually afraid that they're going to be able to, nobody seems to be able to imagine that Trump won't win in the end. And those are the people I run into. They are absolutely confident that President Trump didn't do anything wrong and that he'll be at the top of the Republican ticket and that he will be the winner of the next presidential election.
Now, do you think Biden will actually be the guy for the Democrats? I keep saying that these few months before the convention, you know, after a lot of these primary votes have been done, this is probably the most dangerous if they're ever going to make a switcheroo from Biden.
Yeah, well, you know, at first I didn't think he would, but now I'm beginning to believe he actually will be their nominee. I mean, who else they got?
Right. Right. Gavin?
Gavin Newsom. Right. Well, but everybody you pick as an alternative has even more liability than confused Joe. So I think it's going to be a rematch. I think it's going to be, you know, Frazier Ali part two.
Now, of all the presidents you've seen come and go in your lifetime, where would you rank Trump amongst them?
Oh, in my lifetime?
Yeah.
Behind Reagan, ahead of Bush.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, it's hard to beat Ronald Reagan. I'll put it that. And let me ask, how old were you when Reagan gets in there? Did you vote for him in 1980?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
so I remember that. That was a big day at our house. And he, you know, he just gave people hope. And if there's one thing, and he gave people a whole lot of truth. And if there are two things America needs right now from politicians, it's hope and truth.
Well, hey, man, I think that's a good note to end on. But before I let you go, if folks want to support your campaign leading up to this runoff date on April the 16th, how can they do so?
Oh, you can go to brubakerforcongress.com or you can call me on my cell phone at 334-399-5493. Thanks, Joey.
Thank you, Dick. Again, folks, Dick Brubaker. Always appreciate having him on the show. And yeah, I needed help, and I'm probably going to have to ask Caroline Dobson similar things tomorrow. Like, I don't see how this government's legitimate based on our actual documents. Now, there are other ways to legitimacy, like, you know, you're just so powerful, people kind of have to accept they're dependent on you.
The Don?
I think Lord, if you look at the etymology of the word Lord, it's something like the person who provides you bread.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, which makes a heck of a lot of sense, right?
Yep.
And I think government is playing Lord to a lot of people these days. And I'm not just talking about folks who are genuinely poor.
No, but they're wanting to do that with more and more people.
Right.
Take away your options so you're 100% dependent on them.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I'm at peace with a safety net. And I think some people get trapped in a cycle of poverty because of those programs.
Sure.
And it can be demoralizing to somebody when they get hooked on those programs. But that's not who bothers me. That's also not what's necessarily breaking the bank.
Correct.
In terms of our money.
That's what they're actually there for.
Right. But when I see, you know, have we still ever reckoned with, say, the 2008 bailouts, Eddie?
Nope.
No, the banks are only gotten bigger. It's like there's like essentially four. Where if you're worried about any sort of crash coming up, well, it's not going to be the regional banks.
Nope.
It's probably, and I'm talking about somebody who's got hundreds of millions, if not billions. You probably want to park a lot of that money in one of the big four.
That'd probably be the best thing you could do.
I mean, just what a time to watch in this country. And I think the interesting thing about the question of Christian identity and in this nation's identity as Christian, kind of weird, you know, people are giving them hell about this, no pun intended, but would you have suspected that Richard Dawkins would come out and say something almost nice about Christianity and religion? You know Richard Dawkins is, right?
Yeah, he is. But
guy wrote The God Delusion.
I wonder, is there a catch to that, Joe?
I mean, we can listen in.
Okay.
People are claiming he's been saying stuff like this for years, if you listen to him. But Dawkins is, I think, the type that can get, you know, everybody can get nasty, but he can get particularly nasty about his arguments with, say, faithful people. But let's listen in. This is on some BBC radio show.
Well, I must say I was slightly horrified to hear that Ramadan is being promoted instead. I do think that we are culturally a Christian country. I call myself a cultural Christian. I'm not a believer. But there's a distinction between being a believing Christian and being a cultural Christian. And so, you know, I love hymns and Christmas carols, and I sort of feel at home in the Christian ethos. I feel that we are a Christian country in that sense. It's true that statistically the number of people who actually believe in Christianity is going down, and I'm happy with that. But I would not be happy if, for example, we lost all our cathedrals and our beautiful parish churches. So I count myself a cultural Christian. I think it would matter if we, certainly if we substituted any alternative religion, that would be truly dreadful.
Wait, but if there are less people believing it, and this is especially a problem in Europe and the UK, what makes you think you're going to have the juice, so to speak, the energy, the motivation to, say, keep those cathedrals and churches and hymns and traditions going when you have a very faithful, say, especially in the UK, Muslim cohort?
Right. You think they want to keep that going, Joey?
Yeah, just a little bit. So it makes you wonder, like a lot of folks are saying, this is just bizarre coming from Richard Dawkins. Now, I think it's just generally true that even if you claim to be an atheist these days, you still swim in Christian waters if you grew up in the West.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so I think what he said is just can be a general fact. You know, no matter your matter of personal belief, that's going to be part of you most likely, unless you take a crazy turn to something else and convert to something else. But for the most part, that's going to be true. And a lot of folks upset with this. A lot of folks saying, I don't know if I completely buy this, but the interviewer kind of pushes back here a little bit.
Well, which brings me to my supplementary point, which is that, as we know, church attendance is plummeting, but the erection of mosques across Europe, I think 6,000 are under construction, and there are many more, are being planned. So do you think, do you regard that as a problem? Do you think that matters?
Yes, I do, really. I mean, I have to choose my words carefully. I mean, if I had to choose between Christianity and Islam, I choose Christianity every single time. I mean, it seems to me to be a fundamentally decent religion in a way that I think Islam is not.
I think you're going to have to explain why you say that, Professor Dawkins. Why is Islam fundamentally not decent like Christianity?
Yes, I mean, the way women are treated. I mean, Christianity is not great about that. It's had its problems with female vicars and female bishops and things. But there's an active hostility to women, which is promoted, I think, by the holy books of Islam. I'm not talking about individual Muslims, who, of course, are quite different. But the doctrines of Islam, the Hadith and the Quran, it's fundamentally hostile to women, hostile to gays. I find that I like to live in a culturally Christian country, although I do not believe a single word of the Christian faith.
I understand his point.
I understand his point, but you see the tension within him.
Yep.
And I don't think he's alone, especially not in the UK or Europe. Nope. But there are, say, a lot of secular people who it sounded like a guy sort of struggling with, well, I believe this, but I don't really like the outcomes and where things are going with all this. We'll see.
No, I get that. Just from, like, living in Turkey, 100% Muslim country. And of course, it wasn't the U.S. But I knew I couldn't walk down the street and try to convert people. That wasn't going to happen. Wouldn't be tolerant. Not in the least bit. Christian country seems to be, from my point of view, a more friendly and warming environment. We're more tolerable.
Well, it's
but that tolerableness is where we're
the Enlightenment listening. And the liberty that comes out of the Enlightenment is very much nested in Christianity.
Yes.
After the Reformation in particular. So it's, I think people like Dawkins are in a really tough spot because he has been crapping on Christianity for a lot of his career.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing for a man individually to say, I don't believe it. But he's done more than that.
A lot more, but right.
A lot more than that. So we'll see where all this goes, but it's there's this underpinning. I think our politics is fundamentally heading into a spiritual domain that is, I think a lot of folks, even those who are believers, aren't quite equipped for right now.
Remember Christopher Hitchens, atheist forever and a day.
Sure.
Then his life changed.
What do you mean?
When they got diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
To me, from that person changed. It wasn't the same hard-nosed, to me, atheist that I'd always
known. Well, he stayed an atheist.
Right.
You should. His book, it's a little collection of essays he wrote from his hospital bed. It's called Mortality. I would encourage everybody to read it. Because it's a man who's sticking by his priors, but he's trying to wrestle with this very concept of his body he's dying.
Yes, his body's betraying him.
It's kind of rough to read. Though there are points in it that are very, very funny, where he talks about how medical procedures, if they weren't voluntary, are tantamount to torture. And how the nurse would be like, well, this will just be a little prick. He goes, there's a joke there somewhere.
No doubt.
But yeah, like radiation, chemo, these sorts of things. Like, yeah, if you did that to somebody and there's no point, they don't want you to do that.
Right.
It's torturous. But I see what you mean, Eddie. When people go through a massive trial, usually death has something to do with it.
No doubt. But just like me, I mean, in my 30s, 20s and 30s, I was bulletproof. Religion was the furthest thing from my mind.
Right.
But as I'm getting older and I'm kind of gripping with my own mortality, I pay a lot more attention to it.
Right. And then you had folks talking to you over the weekend complaining about these, like, folks that only show up on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day and Easter.
I don't understand this. I'm not a deeply religious person. Forgive me for that.
Yeah.
But people only, there's people that go to church twice a year, Christmas, three times if they have a death, Christmas, funeral, and Easter. But I hear so many people complain, and I guess it's kind of an inside joke. Haha, they only come, you know, three times a year. What's wrong with that? Would you rather not come at all?
Well, apparently.
I mean, am I missing? Again, not deeply religious. Don't know the dealio. Am I not supposed to come the three times a year?
No, I think it's sort of like you're getting your ticket punched. You're not really taking this all that seriously.
I guess that's how some people see it. But the few times that I brought my son to church when he was young, it was to introduce him into that. It wasn't for me at all. But I wanted to introduce him to that, to make that world open to him.
Right. Well, but my aunt and uncle told me the priest in Auburn, like for his homily, like in the middle of a Catholic Mass, the priest, after the Gospels are read, after the liturgy of the word, the priest essentially gives a homily. And they said it turned into almost like a comedic, sardonic roast of like, so I see a lot of y'all are here who are always here. Like, and he just started giving these folks, in a funny way.
I get it.
But he started giving these folks hell because, no, I think there's something to take it seriously. Like, don't treat it as sort of a like a thing that I'm going to kind of one foot in, one foot out. Sort of, it's like Pascal's wager. I don't like Pascal's wager. It's like, well, you know, if God isn't real, if you don't believe, there's no reward. But if God is real, you have every incentive to believe. And I'm like, treating your belief like an incentive package and to get good with the big guy after you die seems like a very cheap way of faith.
or it could be somebody that's struggling with their faith.
Yeah.
And these are the few times a year where they feel compelled to go. And maybe that one time is going to lead to a second, third, fourth time.
It might be. I don't get that.
See, man.
But it's not those times, though. I think if you're struggling with your faith, go some random day when nobody else is there. Go talk to the pastor.
If God tells me, for whatever reason, we're in this moment, and I feel like God has told me this is where I need to be on this day. You're making fun of me? Well, you know what? What's that do to anybody? They just say, you know what? They don't want me.
Yeah, but
either.
Sometimes you deserve to be made fun of.
Not when you're struggling like that. That's when open hearts need to take you in.
And I see where you're coming from, but
and the whole thing with organized religion. Again, I'm not a religious person, but I was brought up in the church, but I saw so many things that turned me away.
Sure. Yeah.
Like people coming in that were like a mechanic friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Hands were dirty, filthy. But he was there one of his first times. Everybody in that church rejected that man because he was dirty.
Yeah. Well, no. It's because, yes, some people, I think, get it, and congregations get it wrong in the sense that it is about more my social club.
Shame on them.
Yeah.
Right.
But also, I see where, say, that priest who was roasting folks was coming from. It's like, it's great you're here. I'd like to see you again next Sunday.
I get that, but let me ask you this. What's going down in the U.S.? Belief in God. People going to church.
Sure.
Why in the world are you going to do anything except welcome them back?
Because there is a process of actual repentance.
Sure.
Like, you actually have to have a change of heart.
You got to get them in the door.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell you a car, brother. I got to get you in the door first.
That's true.
And I got to feel like I want this. You guys want me. I don't want to feel
maybe
like
they should start giving away cars on Easter Sunday.
No, the eggs are enough.
Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
This is Brian.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Hey, so the reason people aren't really making fun of, at least I'm a member of the Church of Christ,
mm-hmm.
and they don't really make fun of, at least around here, the fact that you might come twice a year. Now, the place that we get this from is in the Bible. We are commanded to meet every first day of the week. Wednesdays are not, like, we do Wednesday night Bible study, but that's not a commandment, so we just do that because we would like to learn more about the Bible.
Right.
But we were commanded every first day of the week to gather together and to sing songs of praise, to pray, to give a contribution, to take of the Lord's Supper. And that's where that comes from. It's not really frustrating to me when people only come for Easter and Christmas, because that's an opportunity for us to have Bible studies with them. So I would never judge partially on them.
Yeah.
But we are commanded, and especially like people who only come on Easter and Christmas, they may not even be baptized. They may not be actually blood Christians. They weren't baptized. They didn't actually, they're just kind of coming along with their parents, and then eventually they just grew up, and then they just kind of come on Sunday, Christmas, or Easter. So there's just it's kind of a learning curve that we have to be patient with everybody instead of judging them, try to help them out.
Well, I think, amen.
Yeah.
I think that's the right approach.
100%.
But it's also like, it goes both ways. Like, are you just here, or are you actually taking this seriously? I'd imagine, have you ever had in Bible study or in your church, Brian, moments where you're like, this person really is going through the motions and not, I know for a fact they're not taking this seriously.
I'm sure he has.
I haven't seen it personally, but I know people who know people. So it does happen, but I'd say more often than not, if it's a person who's not related to anybody in that congregation and they're there, it's because they want to be. Now, if you're just there because your family goes there, then you could just be doing the motions. It's people who were raised in the church who actually seem to go through the motions more than someone who was brought in later who believed on their own.
Okay.
Because of their own faith and not their parents.
Well, I appreciate the call, man.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too. Another thing that just crossed my mind, how many women, and I know this for a fact, when they got married, their husband, for whatever reason, could be factory job, could whatever, but they didn't have the habit of going to church, but their wife always did.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually...
I know a lot of guys like that.
Right. Eventually, that wife got that husband to come to church, maybe one time here, one time there. But so many of them eventually found God.
Yeah.
So what is wrong? I just, what am I missing here? What is wrong if someone's trying?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying.
That's the big if somebody's trying. Like, I imagine, for instance, there are especially Catholic priests who only see somebody on Easter.
Certainly.
And they only see him on Easter for 5-10 years. Then the priest is probably going to be like, you ain't even trying.
But do you give up on him?
No, you don't give up.
Okay, then what's
also,
the deal? Then why don't
you
welcome you
can
and say,
love,
hey, I'll see you again in 5 years.
Also, isn't tough love a thing?
Yeah, I guess, but I didn't think of that in that world, but maybe, I don't know. Again,
you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you got to tell a person what's what.
They'll come back here until you're serious.
Yeah, and sometimes that could get a person's attention more than the,
Who are you going to tell me not to come? I'll be back here with you.
Right. No, it takes all types, and there's different approaches to people. Like, yeah, right. Some folks need to be challenged.
Right.
In order to actually get their attention for them taking things seriously.
I get that.
So it's...
Don't tell me. I'll be back here with you, dude. What are you going to do about that?
Don't threaten me with a good time. This is part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And there at River Region Contracting, Todd Clark and his team are ready to help you out with that roof of yours. Of course, whether it's an asphalt or metal roof, you should have it inspected every few years. And in fact, Eddie and I would both recommend just get it done every year.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
I mean, I think that is the right approach at the end of the day with all the weather swings we have, especially if you're sitting under a bunch of trees.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yes.
Especially pine trees, all the sap and everything you're going to get.
Right.
Yeah.
And you want to find an issue early before it festers for too long.
Exactly.
Because then that insurance company you've been paying those premiums to is going to be like, yeah, you were negligent. We're not covering this. That's why you need to get River Region Contracting out there. They're called the premier roofing contractor in this area for good reason, because their inspections and estimates are always free.
100%.
And they're a team of insurance specialists, so if they do find a problem with your roof your insurance company might pay for, they can walk you through that claims process and make it an easy, even pleasurable experience, which is not something
that
you usually
sounds so strange, Joey.
Associate with insurance claims. But they're just that good there at River Region Contracting. So that number, 356-8635, that's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them that, well, you heard about them here on News and Views in the afternoon. We'll be back with John and others at 272-9228.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
David Little, Tucker Pecan, things are changing in Tucker. They're moving to a new location. Here's, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grom. I am here. David, he's out moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. So we are going to be moving over there. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved. And they will be moved over and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Tucker Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up, scream, and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tucker Pecan. And you know what? They're going to be moving for long. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tucker Pecan, or you can email them at sales@tuckerpecan.com. No, no.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to April. We've been enjoying a beautiful string of warm, dry days, but we have some weather changes on the way as a cool front approaches. Mostly cloudy today, very warm with a high in the mid-80s. Continued dry this evening and tonight, overnight low 66. Tomorrow's high up to about 86 with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening ahead of a cold front. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then a big change, breezy, much cooler Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and probably down to 39 on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Some views in the afternoon. I don't know where Patriots are is getting his info, but let's see here, Eddie. He just put out this comment not that long ago, about let's say 15 shopping minutes ago.
Okay.
Patriot Czar puts a big siren and says, breaking news, at the Joey Clark marries fat princes on Easter Monday.
Huh?
I haven't married any fatties. I'll kiss a fatty, though.
I didn't even know you were engaged.
I didn't either. But apparently, I don't know where Patriot Czar is getting his info, but wow. I appreciate all the love and the help, sir. I really do appreciate
it. Is that going to help you there?
I think so. Maybe I just need to think that Fat Bottom Girl song. There. It's a big influence.
I don't know if it's still there, but there used to be this bar in Atlanta.
Yeah.
All they had was, it was known for big women.
Big women.
That, I forget the name. It was like Big Beautiful Women or something, but it was a packed bar.
Big is beautiful.
Of course
it is. Not all the time.
I disagree. How do you like your steaks?
All the time?
Yeah,
I think sometimes I like a filet, Eddie. I've had enough ribeye. Thank you very much.
Forgot who I was talking to.
Yeah, sometimes you got to trim the fat. Let's go to John. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Anyway, I just want to talk about what you're talking about as far as Eddie saying he's not a very religious guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm in Meridian now. I'm from Eclectic, Montgomery area. I'm a retired state trooper there, and I want to come back. And there's only one man I'm going to do real estate business with, and I'm wanting to do a considerable amount with when I get back there. But when he said he's not a very religious person, the only thing I want to think about is, when his children grow up, can he imagine them spending eternity in hell? Can he imagine spending himself eternity in hell? And what Paul said in the Bible was, I'm foolish if Christianity's not real. We're just being foolish, but we know that Christ was real. And so I have 8 grandkids. I can't imagine one of them spending eternity in hell. So it's my responsibility to introduce them to Christ. And, Joey and Eddie, I do pray for y'all daily. I think y'all are on test, but is Jesus Christ your Savior? And being a Christian is not easy. It's not getting, Jesus, forgive me of my sins, get baptized, I get to go live my life. Christianity is difficult. You don't work your way into heaven, but when you're saved, you do work for the Lord. And you two guys are awesome. You're my grass to Montgomery, Alabama, to Eclectic, Alabama. And I listen to you daily, every day, because you're my home. But I do pray for you. I pray that you realize that Jesus is the only way, whether you want to consider yourself religious or not. I don't care about that, but is Christ your Savior? And if he's your Savior, do you tell your kids and grandkids and other people you know about the only way to go to heaven? And with that, you know, I'm not going to do a whole lot of preaching,
sure.
But I'm so glad to hear y'all talking about what you're talking about. And Eddie and Joey, I pray that God just touches your heart and realize Jesus is the way, the only way to heaven, and that y'all get a hold of that. You know, I don't even like the term religious.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to have an experience with Jesus Christ as your Savior, and then, you know, even when you have trouble, you'll still have joy. And Jesus promised that, God promised that. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say to you guys. Y'all are the best. Eddie, remember John, state trooper, when I call you about some commercial properties, you'll know who it's all about.
Look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you for the call, right, John. Man. Thank you, too. It really did. 2729228. You know, when we get calls like that, it makes me want to behave a little more.
Pave?
Behave.
Oh.
Pave?
That's why I said pave.
You see me working with asphalt anytime soon? Look at these hands.
No. Actually, I don't want you to chip a nail.
I think I have more calluses than you, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, right here.
Your right hand, not your left?
Both of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Appendectious, are you?
Well, with certain things.
I see.
You got to be two-handed.
Yeah, that's very true, Joe.
Especially when you're pumping that iron, bro.
Oh, I didn't think about you in the bars, yeah.
But Patriots are followed up and said, April Fools. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I didn't marry any big fat fatty.
I was hoping I was going to meet your new wife in the parking lot.
I'm not against
it. She might bring us some cookies or something.
Yeah. There's such a thing as fat nappy, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also blood pressure issues. But
yeah, there's that too. But you can manage somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle.
Now, I hadn't heard from this fellow in a while. Mr. Tabor. How's it shaking, man? Met him a few years back. Great guy. Matt Tabor. Really great guy. I believe he is still working. Co-host of the Create Unknown. It's a great little podcast there. Where they're really talking to a lot of folks that have been YouTubers since the beginning.
Yeah.
And they do great work. I know he also does other work behind the scenes. But great to hear from you, Matt. And he asked, am I one of those people that always look 40 to you, Joey? Am I? And I'm like, yeah. Yes. It's true. It's true. It's true. 2729228. This part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And there at Alabama Home Mortgage, well, they can help you out if you're looking to buy a home or refinance a place. And I want to focus on today, especially if you're a veteran, whether you're looking to buy or refinance, Alabama Home Mortgage, and that's Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon, they're ready to help you with, well, actually, by actually getting to know you. It's not like dealing with some big national internet company or 1-800 number.
Yeah.
Or some huge big bank. No, you're actually a person to them.
Exactly right.
And because they know the latest with the VA home loan programs, that means they can get you the best possible deal. Veterans, you earned these benefits through your service. And what do we mean by best possible deal, Eddie? It's like 100% financing when you're buying, right?
Correct.
And when you're refinancing, up to 100%.
That's exactly right.
So that means you don't have to have a big chunk of change to put down.
Correct.
And you can get a home that you, of course, they're going to set you up in a home that you can afford.
Well, your service was your down payment. How about looking
there
that
you go.
Way?
There you go. And the sad thing is there are a lot of veterans who don't know about this stuff.
Too many, they
weren't
many.
Told by another mortgage broker or bank or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, with Alabama Home Mortgage, they can set you up. So call them today, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or you can always visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Like Kim and Madeline, prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. And I hadn't thought of it. It's good seeing Mr. Tabor interacting with the show. Good guy right there.
Good deal.
Let's quickly go to Biloxi Gambler. Hello, sir.
Hey, you're not a Christian because you're worried about, you know, what happens after you die. You're a Christian because it's just the right way to live. You feel better. You don't have the weight on your heart. I mean, that's what I tell people. Don't worry. We're probably all going to be cast into the lake of fire. I think that book of life's going to be a lot thinner than we want it to be when we look around at all the other people that are in judgment. The Bible says, when you're worried about people going to hell, they say, how can a loving God torture you for eternity? Well, the Bible doesn't say he does. The Bible says you'll be judged. And if your name's not in the book of life, you will be cast into the lake of fire. It does say that. And the next sentence is, this is the second death. Because you're not going to survive a lake of fire. You're just going to be cast.
Right. And, I mean, I've always understood it from my Catholic schooling as hell essentially complete separation of God, and often you've chosen that.
Right. Yeah, you have to work your way to get... I'm hoping we all get a mulligan, is what I'm hoping.
Right.
And just, okay, nobody made it. All right, we're gonna do this again.
You remember that one night in Baton Rouge there?
Yeah. Okay. Repentance, on the repentance, you know, a lot of people, they think, okay, well, I'm sorry about it. I'll just say I'm sorry, say some magic words,
right,
and some prayers, and everything's cool. That's not repentance. Not only can you not do it again, let's say I tell a lie about Eddie. Okay, so I tell a lie about Eddie. Now, maybe it hurts, you know, with him, with his employers, his employees, his children, his wife, whatever. Okay, and I want to repent from the sin of the lie that I told on Eddie. Yes, I have to go to Jesus. That is true. But I also have to go to Eddie. And I have to tell Eddie what I did. And Eddie will probably say, well, then go back to the same people you told the lie to and correct the lie. And then it will filter back to whoever those other people are that were affected by that lie.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're holding $100, I'll take that off of you, too, and we're all good.
Are you Catholic?
Well, no, I don't really talk about Catholic. You know what? I dated Catholics. Oh. I've dated Jews. I've dated, you know, the best one to date, Joey, if you're looking for a wife, mm-hmm, I would suggest Buddhist.
Yeah.
Buddhists are the best. Now, you can't put out mice traps or spray for roaches.
Right,
They don't. But Buddhists are the easiest to get along with. But I loved, you know, in the Catholic circle I was in, you know, I went to all the weddings. Oh, I'm an honorary Jew, by the way. I was at the Standard Club so much, they made me an honorary Jew. And I said, well, that's okay. I'm already circumcised, so I'm okay with it. And, well, because, you know, they had to circumcise, you know, when you're a baby. That way I can't stab them back. But the Catholics, and I've had conversations with priests about this. I love priests.
Right.
Especially at weddings, we're at the bar, you know, whatever. You know, I tell my Baptist friends, because I grew up Baptist, and I say, you know, I said, the thing about Catholic, I said, you need a designated driver to go to midnight mass. But anyway, we talk about purgatory, and I'm going, look, I got the King James Version of the Bible. I'm going all through it. And there's no purgatory. Can't find purgatory. Finally had a priest say, that's really just a teaching tool. So, you know, people weren't even allowed to read the Bible. That's why it was in other languages.
Well, and I think the Roman Catholic Church says it's the scriptures, but it's also the traditions as carried on.
That's something man made up. That's not what God said. You can't add to the Bible or take away from the Bible. It tells you not to do that.
Yeah, I'm just saying that Christianity in its whole package, like, once you get past, like, do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that sort of malarian hope that he'll return again, there's all the rest of life to live. And so there was, if you look at early Christian history, there's a lot of borrowing from the Stoics and all sorts of different ideas about practical living. And so a lot of that is very wise, I'd say.
Yeah, like Christmas, you know, Jesus wasn't born in the wintertime in the Northern Hemisphere, but okay. but it was a pagan holiday, right, where they worshiped the trees, and they said, okay, we're going to make that Christmas. Okay, yeah. But anyway, But the point is, you're not a Christian trying to buy insurance for what happens after you die. I don't care what happens after I die. I can't do anything about that. But I do I read the Bible and I do my best every day. Anyway, you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't kill anybody. Those are good rules to live by, whether you call it Christianity or not.
Well, I appreciate the call, man.
All right, bye.
See you, buddy.
272-9228. We keep coming back to this topic, but like we started the segment, what, Richard Dawkins talking about he's a cultural Christian? Yeah, man, there's something going on.
A lot of that in the United States, cultural Christians, no doubt.
Right. Hey, you want to hit this break?
Sure. Kind of curious about up top there.
Yeah, driver arrested for crashing car into FBI office, and it looked like he tried to ram the gate. Of course, they put up the barricade that comes out of the ground.
Hey, Joey, those stop measures, they worked on that one.
Yeah, it did. Daggum.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, that's just a huge reinforced steel plate that rose up out of the ground.
You ain't driving through that.
We'll hit this break. Hopefully be back with Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And we go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark. Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. I'm Joey, he's Eddie.
Hey, Joey.
What sort of voice was that?
It's me just saying hello to my friend Joey.
Hey, how you doing?
My friend Joey.
It's just, like, is that Highland Gardens coming out in you?
Oh, no, that's, no.
And how are they talking Highland Gardens when you were growing up?
A lot shorter and a lot more redneck than that. I don't even know how we said hello. We didn't generally say hello.
Meh.
What's up?
Meh. Yeah. Let's go to Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Gosh, Michael, you really are classing up the joint here. Talking to this guy from Chisholm area? My goodness.
Well, thank you.
Oh, well, how's it going today there at Cohen's?
Going very well. Swimmingly.
That's great to hear. Let's tell folks about some of the grilling options you have here. It's, you know, this is the time to cook, to barbecue.
That's right.
Getting that time. So what sort of options do you have for folks?
Well, for the people that like the pellet grills, we have the Traeger models. You can cook with the pellets, and the cool thing is that a lot of them have the ability that you can Bluetooth to the meat probe, and depending on what you're trying to do, it will either feed more pellets or less pellets to get the temperature.